if I stayed quiet for long enough, Aaron would start to panic that we weren't doing the show. But what's going to happen now is that in the post-edit, Aaron will put the theme tune over me staying quiet, and I'll just look like an idiot. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Doing okay.
What, you know? What marvels, what pearls of wisdom have you got to impart for us this week?
I've not been playing many games.
Just oh, good.
For a change, you know. I haven't
Aaron,
played
where
any
can
new
we follow
one,
you? it's been a funny week, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've been playing the Get More Pets in the House game.
Yes, you have. Yeah, I saw the pictures.
So they've been, because we've got two new kittens, so they've been keeping me busy. But so far, no poos, wheeze, or anything like that on the floor, which is good.
Okay. No hairballs or anything?
Nope, no hair. Well, it's still early days, but no hairballs yet. Okay. No scratching the furniture. They seem to be lulling us into a false sense of security. But yeah, it works really well. They work really well as a pet. Kids are loving them. I bought them a game. Like a chase the ball in the maze thing.
Yeah.
But it's quite fun because I can change the bits around of the maze. So it's never the same. So they get, yeah, they get spoiled. But it means I haven't played that many games either. Have you played anything?
I played Forza.
Ooh!
Forza Horizon, that might be.
That may have installed on my thing by now. Right, let's quick show and then we can Forza. How was Forza?
It's Forza. It's great. I'm spending a lot of time just driving around, filling in roads. I did this on Forza Horizon 3.
Yes.
You get experience just for driving down every road. So I've managed to do, I think, 400 and something.
Mm-hmm.
So far, and there's 550 or something in the car. In the game, sorry. So yeah, I've been doing stunt races. There's a couple of stories in the game.
Okay.
So the idea, it's in the UK. It's set. They've got different seasons now, so it's four seasons, surprisingly enough. And you go through, as part of the intro race, you go through all four seasons. Then you get put into, I'm trying to say autumn, I think it is. Or maybe it's summer, I don't know. You get put into a season, and then you do a certain amount of races and showcases and things. And then you complete that season and go on to the next season. And then they go around all the four seasons doing that in solo mode. And then it sort of takes you online. And you get whatever season that is currently available that week. So at the moment, it's autumn, I believe.
Okay, well, that'd be a pretty one to play.
That's not bad. So I suspect we're going to get winter next.
That's generally the way it works.
Yes. but I think that's Thursday. I heard that it was Thursday they were on about moving it over to the next one. So once a week, having a different season, but changing it over to the new season.
I thought it would be on like a internal timer. So it would just sort of change every, you know, hour of playtime or 2 hours of playtime or something.
No, it's everyone gets the same because it's online.
Okay.
Everyone has the same season. And okay. All the events are based on the season. So, when that season finishes, all the events change. So you can no longer do those events. You've got a whole new set of events to do. And those events are just, effectively, cross-country racing, road racing, dirt racing. There's a few basic races to do. And then there's these other stories. So you've got stunt racing, you've got road racing, I think. Stunt is one story. I think there's other stories as well. I've only really been doing the stunt driving story.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite fun. It's a little story. It's not big story. You know, it's just a silly thing to join for a reason for you to do silly stunts. in the game and bash through buildings and wreck things and stuff. So that's quite fun. The showcases are ridiculous and pointless. It's quite fun, but, you know, there's not much of a race there. It's all rubber-banded to anything. So that you they try and make it so that you... At each of the key points, you're at the same point as the other thing you're racing. So the train, the plane, whatever. So you can have cinematic cuts.
I don't know whether it's...
The train or
Is it rubber-banding or is it...
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it wasn't just the route, so as long as you drive at a generally reasonable pace.
Yeah, but
You'll always hit those points?
You will always hit... No, because I've messed up a couple of times.
And it's won?
I won.
Ah, what if you just parked the car? Have you tried just stopping?
I don't know. Maybe... I think there's an amount of tolerance in there. So as long as you're driving at a reasonable pace, you'll be fine.
All right, here you go, Aaron. Here's a challenge for you. And okay. If you can film this, I'll be really happy. I want you to drive at the speed limit for the road that you're on.
Well, they're all cross-country, but... Well,
I'll drive a nice... Isn't it five to 10 miles an hour in a field?
I don't know. I'm not doing that. That took me forever. Yeah. But I will. I'll do a nice 30.
All right. Do 30, which is not exactly racing speed.
No.
And when you get to a built-up area, you've got to drop it to 20.
Okay.
And see if you can still win.
I don't think I can. You won't win anyway, because I think it's the last few seconds anyway matter.
Okay.
So if you mess up right at the end...
You'll lose.
Because obviously they can't rubber band that bit, because it'll be dead obvious. So we'll see. Because I think what they do is, because the vehicle you're racing is off-screen for a period of time.
Yes, I think, in certainly Forza Horizon 3, it was you couldn't see it, and you got glimpses of this other thing.
So I think what they do there is that when it disappears off the screen, it's then time to come back on the screen, depending on where you are in the race. But I'll see. I'll see what it'll do. I'll redo one of the early ones, because I know I can beat those nice and easily.
Yeah.
And, I'll see how I'll get on.
Yeah, stick to the speed limit.
Yeah.
I'd love to know what happens.
But the networking on my setup apparently doesn't allow it to connect online, so I'm having an offline experience all the time anyway.
Oh.
It's just refusing to connect online all the time.
Why?
I don't know. It just doesn't tell you. It says, failed to connect to servers. All the time, so I don't know why that is. I don't care really.
It's peculiar.
That was a bit of a worry anyway. Whether people could just wreck you partway through a race or. I believe races are instanced anyway, so you won't see anyone just driving on the roads during your race. But just if I'm just driving normally, trying to do a speed check or whatever, and then find somebody parked right across the road, obviously that's going to be really annoying. People trolling you, seeing you're going to do a speed check and just sitting in the middle of the road.
People trolling?
Trolling.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Anything else apart from the Forza? Have they released anything? Oh, sorry, question. Is there anything for Forza yet, like the Hot Wheels DLC?
No. Because
that was bonkers.
There's two DLCs coming.
Okay.
There's loads of car packs. There's VIP. There's all sorts of extra add-ons you can buy. The wheel spins are annoying. Because if you've got VIP, they weight it towards you getting good things. Whereas most of what I've got are horns and clothing, but terrible clothing. And it just seems, you're trying to make me buy the VIP, aren't you? You're trying to make me buy 12 quid's worth of, you get better spins. I just don't want, I'm not spending money on stuff that should just be in the game anyway. Extra cars, okay. Themed car packs, that's fine. Because there's a James Bond themed car pack, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with them charging for that. You know, it's a license thing. Yeah, sure. The fact that Warthog's in there anyway. I did a Halo mission.
There's Halo missions?
Well, there's a Halo race where you're driving the Warthog and you're Master Chief and you're this. I've not really played Halo for 25 years or something. 20 years maybe. I played the first Halo on a Mac, and that's the only Halo I've played. So there's ships flying over and they're talking about stuff, but it is just a race. It's a race across England that they're saying, this is a weird landscape. Looks like it's inhabited. And things like this as you're racing through. But yeah, that's Halo themed, but it is just another race. Cross country race, just like any of the others.
Mm-hmm.
So that was quite fun. And I think there's a few more of those game based ones. And obviously there's barn finds. So I've done half the barn finds already. There's a drone you can fly, which makes barn finds a lot easier. And you can just fly a drone rather than having to drive your car all over everything. Yeah, I've got some nice cars as well, and you can tune them and paint them and stuff.
Do you feel like you make progress at a nice rate?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I'm doing all right. I'm getting loads of achievements as well. They're dropping like mad to start with. You get one achievement just for opening the game, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get... Yeah, they're throwing them at you. So that was quite good.
I was just getting things left, right and centre. We were playing Riggs, Aaron. Well, Riggs. We have played games.
Yes, we played Riggs, but that was that just after the episode last week, or was it the day after or something?
It was the day, or the day of the day, the day after the day.
Yeah.
It was to do with the show last week. Anyway, we ended up playing Riggs.
Yeah, I really hated it to start with.
It got better.
Well, I hated it because I picked the wrong mech, the wrong rig to play.
Mm.
I played some weird one that floats in the air and throws these weird grenades. And that's its only weapons, was these weird grenades it threw. That didn't seem to do enough damage to be useful. And took ages to fly places, so you had to lead quite heavily. So it was a bit weird.
But the actual gameplay, although it was fun because we were playing just the two of us.
Yes, yes.
I think it would have got quite stressful quite quickly.
Yeah, it could be. But yeah, it was all right. I didn't really care whether I won or lost. But yeah, once I got a mech with actual guns that I could shoot with, it turned a lot better.
Mm.
I felt like I was actually doing something rather than just throwing these random grenades and hoping for the best.
I was really impressed. It was surprisingly good. The nausea thing I didn't really get this time around.
I didn't get too much this time around. I got a little bit, but not anything that impact play.
No, it was good. I was impressed with that. What else did we play? Did we play something else in VR? Oh no, it was the whole getting my VR working thing.
Yeah, you're getting your... We did play something else though, didn't we? No, we didn't. We played Bridge Crew, didn't we? I'm fairly sure we actually got Bridge Crew to work.
We did play Bridge Crew. That was on the Rift.
That was on the Rift.
That wasn't on the PSVR. No. Bridge Crew worked.
Yes, it did, and didn't crash for me.
It was moderately fun.
Yeah, I think if we got a full crew, it'd be a lot better. Maybe we'll see if we get all four of us online at the same time. Because you don't have to have VR to play it now.
Do you not? Can you do flat screen on that one?
You can do flat screen on that now.
Hmm. I didn't know that was the thing.
Yes. I changed it so you can now do flat screen.
I guess it makes sense, right?
Yeah. It doesn't.
There's no point limiting.
It's so much better, though, in VR. Because that's the whole point of you being on the Enterprise or being on one of those ships, is to actually do the controls with your hands and everything. And but I don't know. I'm sure it's quite fun. Not in VR. We'll have to see. So play some of that. Final Fantasy VIII. I started but didn't get too far in.
Again, I presume that's starting.
What's that?
You must have played Final Fantasy VIII before.
Oh, yeah. I've finished it. That's the only Final Fantasy I've completed.
Okay, is this the one with a card game in it?
I think it is.
I started playing that and I got a bit bored, but yes.
So, I started that again. I played a bit more Boundless. That's just given. A bit more Black Desert. Keep dipping into that. Occasionally. And I've played some Polytopia on my phone.
Polytopia. Is this the one I told you about?
Possibly. It's,
Civ.
Civ, yeah.
Yes, this is the one I told you about. It's really good.
Yeah, I've only done one game so far.
Okay.
I'm just on my second game now. It's alright.
I was pleasantly surprised with it. But talking of Civ on the phone, there is Civ on the phone.
Yeah, I don't know whether I can...
Civ 6 is now out on iPhone. And I presume Android.
Possibly. Yeah, I think Civ, real Civ, would be a more of a tablet thing than a phone thing.
It works. I've played the demo.
Okay.
So I can report back. Here's my report. It worked really well, but it made my phone quite hot.
Yeah.
Which I guess is just the nature of the beast. Probably.
Yeah. If you're really hitting, if you've got a really complicated game that it's really pushing the phone, it's going to get hot. Those things aren't designed for gaming, really.
What, phones?
Yeah.
No, although did you see the stats on the new A12 processor?
No.
It's
no.
Virtually as five as the current 8 series something in single thread.
Okay.
Which I was quite surprised at. You don't sound surprised.
Because it's... What are you saying? They're saying that the 8 cores on the mobile processor is the same as one core on a...
No. Single thread.
Single thread to single thread?
Hmm.
Okay.
But obviously much more watt efficient because it's in a mobile device. Apple's SoCs... I'm just reading out here from my thing my brother-in-law sent me. Apple SoCs have better energy efficiency than all recent Android SoCs, whilst having nearly 2 times performance advantage. Something like Apple M3 cores. Here you go. Johan de Galas's recent figures from early this summer show that the A12 outperforms a Skylake CPU.
Oh, Skylake, okay.
When's Skylake?
That's mine.
Okay.
4th gen, I think.
But don't forget, this is Apple's second or third attempt at making a chip.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, how much longer are desktops for this world?
A long time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
At least a week.
Yeah. Because, let me see what you're going to do with the GPU.
The GPU is going to be the interesting thing, isn't it? Although, talking, Aaron, you're like, you're Mr. Segway today. Project X. Did you see this in the news today?
No.
So Microsoft have announced that they're going to be doing a cloud game streaming service using Azure. They announced at E3. Yeah. But now they've started to show the first sort of details.
Yeah, because Google are doing one, aren't they?
Don't know.
Yes. Yeti.
But this is going to be based within the Xbox architecture.
Okay.
So it will be kind of like a more powerful Switch, I guess. So you can, you know, play on your phone, play everywhere.
Yeah.
And any game, every game will automatically have touch controls as well. Whoosh.
Touch controls for a game.
Yeah, but there are games that would work.
Probably, but most of them not. I've played GTA 3 on a phone.
Oh no, that was a mistake.
That was horrible.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because it was possible, so I did.
I'm not convinced that's a legitimate answer.
It was terrible. It was terrible. The idea was to actually just get a controller and use it on the phone as well. Because you can.
And did you?
No, I never got around to it.
That's the trouble with this stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting, because I think Google are doing Assassin's Creed.
Google are doing Assassin's
Creed. So Google Yeti, I think you can play Odyssey.
Assassin's Creed is already available in on the Switch in Japan through streaming.
I think it's also going to be available in Chrome. At least in the
Interesting.
US for their beta trial.
It's quite hard for them because they've got to have all the... I feel like it's much harder for stream because you've got to be able to have the right device connecting. And there'll be some variation in how you connect that device. Like Bluetooth is not a well-known...
For what?
Stable interface. Like today, in the car, driving to work,
yeah.
My Bluetooth decided that it was connected.
Yeah.
And that it would accept calls, and that people could hear me, but I couldn't hear them.
Okay.
I then, when I was parked up, turned off the Bluetooth on my phone, turned it back on again, and then it wouldn't connect.
That's a bit weird.
So yeah, I turned off the engine, turned it back on again, and it worked.
But Bluetooth is what your PS4 controller uses.
Yes, it does. What's your point?
That works perfectly fine.
Yeah, it does.
So yeah,
as long as you change the control sticks for an Xbox control stick.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know. But Google are just doing Chrome at the moment. They're not doing Android. I assume that the idea is that then they will just run it on Android as well. For the moment, they're just allowing you to do it on Chromebooks and things like that. So you could actually have a gaming laptop that is really light and has loads of battery, but it's just streaming it effectively. Because that's what I do. In my lunch break at work, I use my Surface tablet and just stream. Mm-hmm. So I've been playing Forza on that. I've got Forza installed on my cloud machine. And just stream it. And play it. And it's perfectly playable. As long as you've got a reasonable enough internet. It gets a bit artifacty at times. But it's still playable. I've not had too many dropped out connections on the controller. Although I am wired on the controller. I'm using an Xbox One controller. Wired at the moment.
Mainly why do you use it wired?
Because I can't bother to take the dongle. And mine's too old to be Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the one that came with the the Rift. Because that's the only Xbox One controller I've got because I don't have an Xbox One. But I wanted the rumble triggers.
Yes, the rumble triggers. The rumble triggers that made no difference to gameplay.
They work in Forza.
Yeah. Do they?
Yes.
Okay. I need to try Forza 4.
Well, you've got it.
I know. I just need to try it. I've been playing something, Aaron.
Okay.
I have been playing Candle on the Switch.
All
which
right, yeah.
is a beautiful... I'll just start with the incredible bits. It's a beautiful game. Like, absolutely beautiful game. It's watercolour based. And I suspect it's all been hand done and then upped into the game.
All right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's, yeah, it just looks stunning. And it sounds like it should be good because it's an adventure game with story and lovely art and lovely sound and exactly the sort of thing I like.
Yeah.
Then I started playing it.
Okay.
And it's more like, what's that game where you play the little Limbo?
Okay,
where there's,
yeah.
there's deaths that are unavoidable purely because you don't know that they're there.
Oh, yeah.
And in an adventure game, that's not much fun.
No.
So I just feel like I'm randomly dying the whole time. There's no particular signposting, so it is quite hard to solve the puzzles. Again, depends on if you like a little bit of signposting or not. I'm not mad on signposting, but there is zero signposting in this.
Okay.
Which upsets me. And then there's the whole the whole there's no talking. So the narrator talks and I like the narrating, that's really nice.
Yeah.
But your character doesn't talk. Like the clue that it gave me that I was looking at sort of the right thing was, little did you know it, but I'd forgotten his name, I think it's Tika, was staring right at the solution. And I wasn't staring right at the solution. I was facing away from the solution about 10 paces to its right. So I was just like, okay, well, it's obviously in front of me, but I can't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to persevere because I wonder if it's just the beginning bit where you have to learn the way the game thinks is what's making me stumble. But
the start of a game is supposed to be the tutorial bit.
Yeah, it's really disincentivizing me to play. Like, there's just too much random death. So there was... this is a little bit... In fact, this is totally spoiler, because I'm going to tell you how to solve a puzzle, but I need to give you an example. There is a puzzle very early on in the game where you need to jump up a tree. And halfway up the tree...
Yeah.
There is this spiky thing that stabs you that literally looks like twigs. You would never known that is anything other than a twig.
Right.
And then you jump up and it stabs you. And then so you get back down and you look, alright, fine, there's obviously got to be a switch somewhere. Look around for a switch. No switch. Then you try and sort of jump through other stuff and you fall to your death. And then you, like, there's no obvious way. And anyway, I was literally just walking around jumping because I had nothing else to do. And I jumped, and some random vines that were in no way indicated as not being part of the background scenery, that were right at the top of your jump height, you weren't going to accidentally... I mean, I did accidentally jump into them, but it's very unlikely that you're going to accidentally stumble into it. What turned out to be a pull cord, and that when you jumped it pulled and the thing turned off. Hmm. Yeah. Like, that sort of just... being obscure for obscure's sake.
Sort of harking back to the early adventure games where you just had to try and combine different items until it finally worked out what the combination was.
Yeah, basically, but less fun because other games have existed since.
Well, they weren't fun either. They were just annoying. You just completed them because that's the game you'd bought, so you had to do it. Because we didn't have huge amounts of games.
No, didn't have huge amounts of games. But yeah, so I'm loving the art style. The story's interesting enough. It's about a world that the gods have destroyed because they got let down and they've remade it and the same things are happening, but you're obviously the mythical hero that's going to make the things not happen.
Okay.
So the story's got legs. It'll be interesting to see how that unfolds. Obviously, you'll save the world, but... it'll be interesting to see if there's any sort of twists. But I've got other games to play. Like, I started playing Zelda. I finally started playing Zelda Breath of the Wild properly. Oh, my God. It's one of those games where you're like, oh, do you know what? I'm just going to pop on and do this one thing. And then, oh, but there's just this one other thing that I just want to go over there and just try and catch that cricket. Oh, look, I've stumbled on another monster base. Oh, I've gone from the monster base. Do you know what I mean? Like, you never actually finish a play session with it.
Yeah, the my kids have been playing that.
Okay.
And I don't know how far they've got because I haven't seen them. They play it in the morning sometimes when I've gone to work.
On the Wii U.
On the Wii U. But yeah, they were liking that for a while. I think they've gone back to Mario Kart though.
I mean, Mario Kart is just great. It is great.
It is, but it does cause arguments.
Yeah. But that's arguments have been caused and settled by Mario Kart. No wars.
We shall see.
That's one profound saying for the day. What else have you been playing on there? I've got Escapist 2 to play on there.
Okay.
Escapist 2, what else did I have, Aaron? Escapist 2...
I still need to play
Shelter.
Catastronauts.
I really want to play that, but it's local co-op, and I need to have the right moment.
We'll see. Maybe after the podcast, we can try and do a Steam shared streamy thing. Mm. If I run the game, and then you connect to my game, maybe you can have a controller on my game that way and see if that works.
Okay.
I'm not very hopeful, but maybe.
Worth a try.
It's worth a go. So we'll see if that works. I've got 30 Flights of Loving. I want to play that. Been meaning to start it up, but yeah, I haven't recently. So. But yeah, Forza's been taking all of my time, more or less. Because it's just a thing you can just pick up and just play about with. Just go and wreck some dry stone walls and get some points.
I need to give it a go.
Yep.
It is something I want to play.
We could have a go together, because some of the missions are co-op.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I don't know how they're co-op, but they are co-op.
Okay. I'll tell you what I really want to play at the moment, actually, it's one of these games that I keep checking, is the Astro Bot VR game.
Oh, right, yeah.
But the trouble is, it's on PSVR.
It is.
And if I get it, I'll probably get the disc copy so I can sell it again.
But you set up your PSVR recently?
I have, but I've disconnected because the wires are going everywhere.
Okay.
I mean, you know my little room that I sit in? It's literally unmanageable at the moment. I have to jump over a pile to get in here.
I've got wires everywhere at the moment. It is ridiculous. I need to strip them all out. What?
Why do we do it to ourselves?
Because we want all the different things connected at the same time.
Really do.
But it's not manageable.
I want all the things, Aaron.
Yeah, there's too many things on my desk at the moment.
Such as?
I've got a 360 controller, a PS4 controller, Xbox One controller, two wavy hand controllers, two mice, two keyboards, and I've got a PS2 controller here too. So, and there's a steering wheel on the floor. Because it can't fit on the desk because there isn't enough space. So yeah, I've got plenty of controllers lying around. I've got a Steam controller around here somewhere as well. I saw it not long ago. Oh, it's over there. It's on the other side of the desk.
I use my Steam controller maybe twice. My kids like it because they find the fact that it goes hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, just don't use it.
No. I think if I was to use it enough, I'd get used to it, and it'd be fine. But it's just getting used to it. It's not having that second thumbstick that's really throws me. If it had the second thumbstick and the two track pads, that would be better.
See, I assumed that it would be modular.
Okay, so you could swap in and out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I had assumed.
Okay. So it's got extra buttons and other things, because it's got the two flappy back panels. Although the Xbox One Elite controller has those now, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So yeah, I've got it here, and yeah, it's alright. It looks alright. It's just the weird two trackpads.
Where's mine? Mine's on the floor, so hold on. Let me go and get mine. It's quite nice and chunky.
Yeah.
I don't mind the trackpad so much. I tell you what I found hard was getting games to recognise it and use it properly.
Yeah, I'm wondering now whether enough profiles have been written. Because that's the thing, because people were doing profiles. And the worry I had was trying to find the one that worked really well.
Right. It is a comfy controller.
It is a nice little controller.
It's an interesting bit of hardware. I'm glad I've got one.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's going to be like the WaveBird. Do you know what I mean? Where people in 10 years' time are going to be like, they're worth a fortune and they're great controllers and I really wish I'd kept mine, but I don't have mine now.
Yeah, you see, I gave my WaveBird away.
Oh, man, do you know... I can't remember what... They're worth a disproportionate amount of money.
Yeah. I gave it away because I just wasn't using it, so... to be fair, I still wouldn't use it now, even if I had it. Because where am I going to plug it into? The Wii? That's about the only place it can go. Because you need that...
GameCube. No, you can use it for the PC, because you can get the USB adapter for it.
Oh, okay.
For that little block.
I don't think I'd use it, though. You know, most games want an Xbox or similar type controller, don't they, on the PC?
Mm-hmm.
They're not really going to support a WaveBird very well. But yeah, so I don't think I'm missing it too much. And I'm hoping that the people that I gave it to were using it and actually making good use of it.
Probably listening to the show, laughing as they roll in their WaveBird money.
Yeah. Yeah. £50 or whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever it is. Something like that. So it is a nice controller. I really like the GameCube controller.
The weird buttons on the right side.
The face buttons or the C-stick?
The face
buttons. I love the face buttons.
Weird. Trying to. It's hard enough for me to try and remember which is A, B, X, Y, and all the different.
But it was the same layout. It was A in the middle, Y at the top, X to the left, and B to the right. All they did is they moved A up into the middle of the cluster, and then make the other buttons go round it.
Yeah, but they were just different sizes and shapes, though.
Yeah, but it was natural to roll your thumb onto them.
I don't know. To be fair, I didn't play enough. Because I never had a GameCube.
Oh, good console.
Because I wasn't playing console back then. I was PC. I've been PC since the 486 days, and that's more or less all I've been playing.
So politically correct, it hurts.
Yes. I've had other consoles. But my main machine has always been the PC. Because I got an original Xbox when the 360 was due to come out. I think it was about a year before the 360. Or 2 years before the 360. And the 360 I got late in the cycle too. PS3 I think I got really late as well. I think I got the PS3 when Beyond Two Souls was coming out. That was my first EGX, I think. What's that?
Two Souls. When did that come out?
I don't know. I've got the box around here somewhere. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what it says on it. I'm sure it says somewhere. It does in the small print. Oh, I saw it's terrible. I can't read it. I'd have to Google it. Yeah.
Sorry, I was yeah. entirely distracted there by somebody sending me a picture of some whiskey. what else have I played? I've played Switch. I have played on my phone. Monster Hunter Stories is on the phone, iOS.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think we talked about that. I think it's on Android as well. G30 I talked about last week. Civ 6 I've talked about. That's about it for me. I don't think there's much else. Aaron, is there anything else for you?
No, that's about what I've been playing.
It's been a bit of a short week.
It has, and I've not got any more interviews out. I need to do that.
Ah, please get some more interviews out. Do you know what? That's what I want to play this week. I'm going to play Pwned.
Oh, right, yeah.
I don't think it's gone on offer at all, but I'm going to play Pwned.
Okay, you play that.
I will, and I'll let you know what it's like.
There's still some card life codes to be given away.
Have any been won?
No, nobody seems to want to play it. So if you're listening to this and you want a copy of Card Life, chances are you're going to win one. Just send us, what was it? Your card ideas.
I don't know. Go and find the show that we talked about the competition
last week,
and then do the competition thing. There you go. That's how you do it, Aaron.
Yeah. Do the competition thing. And then you can win a copy of Card Life. It's not available to purchase on Steam yet, I don't think. They've just done a big bug fix, but I think at the moment you can't buy it anywhere. Because what they did was they took it off sale from their website. And they haven't made it available to purchase yet anywhere else. Yeah. It's available on Steam to add to your wish list only. Oh, 9th of October. Tomorrow.
What's that?
It's available tomorrow on Steam.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
How do people... Is there a URL that you can give?
No, just search Card Life on Steam.
Tomorrow. Oh, look, it's on Steam, 9th of October.
Yeah, 9th of October. So, if you want a copy, enter the competition. We have.
And how do people enter the competition?
Listen to last week's episode.
Outright. Go listen to last week's episode, go win a copy of Card Life, we'll see you on the Loopcast server.
Yes. Yay! I'm sure we'll get it up and running again. If it's coming out tomorrow.
Good stuff.
All right.
Aaron, I've got to do the thing.
Socials.
Socials.
Got to do the socials.
Aaron, social me.
At AaronHUK.
And the show?
The Loopcasters.
Email address?
TheLoopcasters@hotmail.com.
My Twitter?
Flyshy.
Anything else?
The website may be down for a brief period as we move over to a new provider.
So there's nothing else. Social's done.
Social's done.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.